This is Julie Pottaker from Balanced Mind with Julie Pottaker, offering a simple guided meditation for troubling times. Sometimes the news is just unbearable, and when this happens, it's helpful to ground yourself. So let's do a grounding, settling meditation. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down, anywhere where you can be relatively alert and also relaxed. And now let's take three centering breaths together, in through our nose and out through our mouth. Now let your breath find its natural rhythm. And see if you can find the part of your body that it's the easiest to notice your breath. Sometimes it's the tip of your nostrils. It might be the rise and fall of your chest or the rise and fall of your belly. But just for a couple breath cycles, see and feel your body breathing in and your body breathing out. And then notice where you're making contact with the chair or the floor or the bed or the couch, wherever you find yourself. Notice the points of contact, whether it's your seat or your feet on the floor, if they're on the floor, or your back on the back of a chair or laying on a bed. But draw your attention to any place that your body is touching what is supporting you. And now really open your ears to any and all sounds in your environment. Now I'd like you to choose a word to breathe in to your center of your being on your in-breath. Something that would be helpful, grounding, settling, calming. It could be peace or hope or ease, love. Whatever you'd like to hear and feel in your bones right now. Repeat that word silently on your in-breath. And you can just let your out-breath be for right now. Now I invite you to choose a word for your out-breath. You can send this word to someone that's suffering that you'd like to send a gift of love to, or to just humanity in general? So you've got a word for yourself on the in-breath and a word for others on your out-breath. You're taking action here. Standing, sitting, lying solid in your body. Breathing in something good for yourself and breathing out a gift of strength or hope or healing or love or ease. To those who need it. Carry on like this. I'll be quiet for a little while, breathing in one for me and out for you. If your mind starts to get spun up onto a storyline, see if you can let it go and come back to the breath and the word. And if that seems difficult, open your eyes if they're closed. Relax, reground yourself. Feel where you're contacting the earth. One for me, one for you. Now I'd like you to release the words. And just stay in the meditation and see if you can allow your experience to be just as it is. If any thoughts or feelings or emotions come up, see if you can just notice them and let them drift on past. You can imagine your mind being a giant sky, and an emotion or a thought or a feeling being a cloud just blowing by gently on a breeze. hear the sound of the bell, gently opening your eyes. In times like these, it's helpful to give yourself a little bit of a news blackout. So when things happen that are horrific, our natural tendency is to dive into the news and find out all the backstories of everything. And I'm going to suggest that if it's really upsetting to you, which it most likely is, that it might be more helpful to turn off the news and to screen your social media and to protect yourself and to protect your heart. Continuing to give love to yourself and nurture yourself, and continuing to send out loving kindness to others. We're all in this together, and I appreciate you practicing with me. Thank you.